This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It's 15 minutes after 7. The PIC says it's appointed Gwina attorneys to assist in it recovering 4.3 billion rand in capital that it invested in AO Technology. The state asset manager confirmed yesterday that it was issued a compliance notice on February 21st, which requires it to recover the investment that it made within 15 business days of the date of notice. And to share his thoughts on the matter, we're joined on the line by Dr. Iraj Abedian, who's an economist at Pan-African Investment and Research Services. Dr. Abedian, thank you so much for your time. What do you make out of this news, this compliance notice from the CIPC?
Good morning to you and listeners, and thanks for having me. I think it's a significant development insofar as it's the first important and public pronouncement about discovery of or recovery of what we have discovered to have been wrong. 4.3 billion of pensioners' money is, or anybody's money, is a huge sum of money, and the investment decisions behind it need to be absolutely clear and in line with the investment protocols of any organizations. And if the PIC and those involved have cut corners on ethical things, therefore the money should be recovered. And that, of course, is a big number, but rest assured that there are hundreds of smaller but collectively significant amount of money that have also gone through similar processes. And if the PIC manages to recover this money, then the precedence will be set for collecting a great deal more.
We have the PIC inquiry that is still underway. What do you make thus far of the revelations that have come out of that?
Look, it's quite clear that the PIC at point in its recent life over the past few years went off track completely. By that I mean those in charge, both as the head of risk, the head of investment decision, internal audit, the entire process of the governance of investment decision making were violated. And therefore, a number of decisions were made, the biggest one being this AO 4.3 billion. But there may be bigger ones that we don't know. Maybe there are individuals who are so connected that they have covered the case. We just don't know. But when an organization's governance structures go off the rail, rest assured, a lot of poor decisions and inappropriate investments are made at the expense of the pensioners.
I've been wondering, I mean, a lot of the lawyers expressed surprise that the CIPC ventured so far as to make a judgment call on an investment decision by an individual company, and particularly with the PIC being an asset manager. Is it then presumptuous to assume that perhaps one day we could look at all the other asset managers outside of the PIC to see what kind of investments and decisions they've made that put their clients in a bad position?
Absolutely. I mean, the PIC is no different from Allen Gray or from Investec Asset Management or from any other investment. Asset management is asset management. The only difference with the PIC and others is that the PIC as an entity, as an asset manager, is owned by the government. That's all. But the principle of companies' governance, the principles of the fiduciary responsibilities of taking care of the investors' money is exactly the same. Therefore, if the PIC's processes have gone off the rail, another asset manager's can go off the rail. And we have seen in the recent past a number of massive failures, starting off being the most important one from a numbers point of view. 190 billion wiped out and still counting. So, and we're waiting for the report to see what did go wrong there. And so, yes, absolutely, the significance of this is not just for the PIC, and if the CIPC can find a way of calling into account the asset managers, everybody will benefit.
Dr. Abedian, thank you so much for your time this morning. That is Dr. Iraj Abedian, who is an economist at the Pan-African Investment and Research Services. Time to have a look at traffic.